Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 178 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for August 25th is write down a compliment someone has given you recently. Write down a criticism someone has given you recently. Read them, acknowledge them, and then revisit the principles you want to live by and act according to them today. Today's challenge comes from our Fundamental of Success of Living by Principles. I recently accepted a new teaching position in a new school district, teaching physical education. This past week was our first week of school. After working in a different school district than where my own kids attended for the last 3 years, it's nice to be closer to them, and I even get to drive my oldest son to school every day. It had been a few years since I taught physical education, but I have a great staff to work with, and it's been a lot of fun to get active and moving throughout the day and meet a lot of new kids. After the first couple days of going over rules and handing out lockers, we did an activity called Stuck in the Middle on the third day. I had used this activity before when I previously taught PE several years ago. I even added some new wrinkles as we played, and it went really well. All the classes seemed to enjoy the activity. I was feeling really good about the start of the new year and the possibilities for the different things we could do. The next day, we did a different activity, and it went pretty well again in the first several classes of the day. But in one of the classes, it didn't go over so well. This class has a little different mixture of kids than the first ones. Several of the students refused to participate, and one student even attempted a small mutiny by going around and asking everyone if they would rather play a different activity. He then took the ball and kicked it across the gym to disrupt the activity. I sent the student to the office, gave the other students a short break, then reorganized the class and resumed the planned activities for the day. After class, I went and talked to the principal about the incident, and we chatted about some background information on the student. He also told me he had received a compliment from one of my students in one of the other classes about how much they had enjoyed the activity the day before, how everyone was having fun and participating. Several years ago, I would have been a lot more upset about the student who I had to remove from class. I would have been embarrassed that I couldn't control him and taken it personally that he would do that in my class. But I've learned there are going to be peaks and there's going to be valleys. There are going to be good times and bad times. There are going to be compliments and there's going to be criticisms. But those are part of my external story. And the most important thing is how I write my internal story. It's about leaning on my integrity, reflecting on my principles and values, and using my power of choice to live in those principles and values. On yesterday's episode, we talked about cognitive dissonance, when our actions don't line up with our principles and values, and so they are challenged. And sometimes we do need to reflect and make adjustments to our integrity. Maybe one of the principles I used to live by was that as a teacher, I simply set the curriculum for the students, and it's their job to fall in line and do whatever I say. But maybe I realized that wasn't necessarily the best approach. And so maybe my new principle is having a curriculum as a guide and adapting it to fit the needs of my students and helping them get the most out of their potential. But if we are solid in our integrity and are sure of those principles and values, then we need to lean on them as a rock, and this needs to be the driving force behind our actions, not the compliments or criticisms we receive. Because when we do this, we are living from the inside out and growing closer to the best version of ourselves. So how about you? What's a compliment someone has given you recently? What's a criticism someone has given you recently? Can you read them, acknowledge them, and then revisit the principles you want to live by and act according to them today? I'm not saying you can't be gracious or say thank you when someone gives you a compliment. And I'm not saying you can't place those kind words in your heart. But those compliments should be a byproduct of living by our principles. Because if we simply start living with the goal of getting compliments, this is what we call living for the applause. And this is outside-in living, and it can get us into a lot of trouble. And I'm also not saying that we shouldn't use criticism to help us learn, grow, and change. But both compliments and criticisms need to ultimately take us back to our integrity. And no matter what is being said in our external story, we need to seize the power to write our own internal story so we can increase our impact on the young people we work with by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.